Okay. Now, just they said they were going through the Ramban inside. So, you can begin to pass it around and remember, this has to end up in Seamus. It has to go to Baruch Hu's name at the very beginning. Two things. The Ramban wrote the Hakdama to the Hakdama. The Hakdama to the Hakdama is an attitude. And that attitude, we're talking about one of the greatest minds with the greatest Havanas HaTorah that we had in the past 1,000 years. So remember who we're talking about. But he begins, he's going to write his Chidushim in the Perish HaTorah. For the people who didn't get it, make sure that we have enough copies for everyone. Okay, fine. Okay. He says, Be'eba, Be'yura, Be'reses, Be'zeya, U'be'mora. What is that? Where did he get this from? The Gemara. Gemara Brachos. Where is Brachos says that a person opens up a Gemara. You just read it like the sports page on the newspaper. Or you can read it realizing this is Dvar Hashem, the greatest chokhmah that there is in the world. And you approach it with trembling because you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishneh, Pirkei Avos, says, like this. The Mishneh, Pirkei Avos. Very Gimel Mishnah base. Says like this. Shnayim Shiyoshvim V'yesh B'neim Divrei Torah Shechina B'neim Shenema Oz Nibru Yirei Hashem V'Yirei V'yad Shef Hashem V'yishma V'nayim Shevim Echad Shiyoshvim V'oseh B'Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chovei Avos Shenema Yishev Bo Davidom. Okay. When a person sits down to learn Torah, if he has the right attitude, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting his mind to Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should fill a person with awe, fear, trembling, whatever. He says, he's mispalel u'mizvade b'lev nikir. Yes, slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trying to think of the smallest thing he can think of. The egg that an ant lays. It's minuscule. And compare that to the entire cosmos. So, he says, so is my mind. Kasher chochmosi ketane v'daitik tzor keneged sisrei Torah. If I am going to compare my mind. Now remember, you're talking about one of the greatest minds that Klal Yisrael had in the past 1,000 years. Against the Havana of all sisrei Torah. It's like, it's not, it's not even compared to the egg of an ant to the total cosmos. Ki chol yokor v'chol pele kol sod omuk v'chol chochma mufol ora. Komus imo, if you see that 10th line, chosum ba'osra. What is he saying here? What is Torah? Torah is all of the chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this world is capable of containing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayim. So anything that exists in this world is the result of Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say every day in Da'arim? Kulam b'chochmas sisam molaretz kinyanecha. Things just didn't happen in a random fashion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his infinite wisdom, created a world that goes according to certain rules and laws, and that's what all the scientists are trying to figure out the whole time. They don't view it as connecting to the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other day, it's connecting to the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the Torah contains all Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this world is capable of containing, so that's what he says. He says, "Ki kol yoker, every valuable thing; the whole pel, every wondrous thing; kol sod omok, any deep, hidden things; the whole chachma mofawara, every tremendous and every glorious chachma." Come on in. There's a chair right over there waiting for you. You have to, if you can make your way through. So everything is in Torah. He's going to elaborate on that. That means Chazal did not have a perfect knowledge of Torah. There's one person who had a total view of the entire Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, because Moshe Rabbeinu had a total and complete havana of the entire Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a complete and total havana of all the chochmas in this world, because everything is inside Torah. That's what he says here. The remez is not explicit. B'dibu, b'ksivu, b'amira, k'shoam ha'anovim, amfor, b'vush malchus v'ha'atorah. Okay. That's why the whole tichor isikates to every else thing in this world. It's limited. It's finite. But to chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nema, he says, what is hidden in all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, plows, wonderful thing. He says, so really, if I look at Torah, he says, I tremble, who is my mind against unbelievable vast chokhmah? But ma'aseh v'nafshi choshka b'Torah. I want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want my mind to connect to the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hi b'libi ke'esh ocheles bo'er. And it burnt in that desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by connecting my mind to the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a fire burning within me. Kol yosai atzur in my kidneys. That says be'ikvi harishonim. Arir. Okay. To confront all the different people who had insights into Torah. Baya, Rava, Rabbi Kiva, Chachamim, all of them, all of us. Lichtov b'hem pshotim, b'ksuvim, b'medroshim, b'mitzvos, v'agoda. Aruka, okay. That he describes. I'm sorry. What about everyone who's written until now? So the Ramban, in his Hakdama, Sefer Mitzvahs, is very, very critical of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote in his 14 Shirashim it was basically a total attack against the Bahag. Now the Bahag was one of the greatest of the Gaonim. And the Ramban felt the Ramban didn't give him sufficient Derech Eretz. And Ramban writes in the beginning, very beautiful Hakdama. He says, where is it here? Ramban writes, you first have to, before you criticize someone on the Madrega of the Bahag, you have to break your head and try to understand it. You begin with, right here, you begin with an understanding that he must have had a good understanding. And only, but doesn't mean you have no right to you don't have a right to, says, I can disagree. He said, I'm not going to be a chamor knows his farm. A chamor knows his farm. He's a donkey who doesn't think, just has it has farm on its back. But you have to begin with a hachno. That's what the Ramban writes here. He says, we mohem, we ilon amatsu matin, drisha chakira. The Pshatov and the Pshatim of the Torah, etc. Okay. Now let's get to what he had to say about Breishis. Breishis. Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev HaSeifa Zeh Im HaTorah Kula. Wrote Sefer Breishis and the entire Torah. That means, from the first base of the word Breishis to the last Lamed of the word Yisrael, everything is Kula Mipiv Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it word by word. And that's Torah. Now, there's a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Nevi'im. All the other Nevi'im did not have direct conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk at the end of Balos says, Lo kein ma'ati Moshe. It says, any other Navi, it was in a dream, or Mara, it was in a vision, but it's not, but the whole basin, Peh El Peh Adabi. I'll speak to him. Kashidabi Yishal Re'ehu, just like you speak to a friend. You don't speak in all sorts of mysterious ways. So Moshe, what makes Torah Torah is that it was dictated word by word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only Moshe Rabbeinu was on that Madrega that he could have such a type of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why if you take a look at the first Rashi, at the end, at the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, it says, Vayomer Hashem El Yeshua, Moshe Avdi Meis. So Rashi asks a simple question, what do you mean Moshe Avdi Meis? Everyone knows the Moshe Avdi Meis. They knew him. They knew. So what's the big chiddush here? No, it's the same. The Torah is finished, it's complete. Nothing can be added because that's it. Zehadovar. Exactly, Zeh. You can point word by word from HaKadosh Baruch. That's Torah. It's so only Moshe Rabbeinu could write the Torah. Any of the Novi. That's why people get very confused about the fact that Nevi'im sometimes talk in parables. You have, for instance, when Sefer Yirmiyahu begins, it says, what do you see? Makel Shoked, I see a branch of an almond tree that's budding. Mataro, what do you see? Sinafuach, a boiling pot like a kettle, and it's going towards the north. You saw the right thing. What does it mean? From the north will the enemy will come. But they're seeing a vision. It's not word-by-word communication. That's why many things in the Nevi'im are martial. For instance, all the trees in the field will clap their hands. Doesn't mean all the trees in the field will clap their hands. It's a martial. So that's how a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated with Nevi'im. Torah is not a martial. Torah is precise and exact verbatim. Because it was communicated in a different way. That's why the Gemara in Yavama says, "B'chol haKorah kula," in all the entire Torah, "a mikra yotze midei pshuta." There's nothing that is not lefi the pshat of the pasuk, chutz mi pasuk yacharon. There's one place on the pasuk by Yavama, "Habchorah sheteile yokom Hashem ochav hames." That means if. It says, Eilat told us Yitzhak and Avram, Avram holy is Yitzhak. That means Avram, it's not a marshal to X, Y, Z, who knows what. No. Avram Avinu was the father of Yitzhak. There may be many things, he says, hidden inside. But the pshat's also true. It says, how many people came out of Mitzrayim? It's not a marshal to 600 molecules on the top of who knows what. It's exactly the way it is. Because Torah was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu word by word. It wasn't given in a remez, in any sort of a vision. V'hakarov shekotzu zeh b'hasinai. That he wrote it in a Hasinai. Shom nemelo ale elai ha'horo v'he yisham v'et b'chot ha'lucho t'avim v'hatoru v'amitzvah shekotzav t'lo rosim. Hiluchos Evan, Yichol Haluchos, Vakoma, Hamichtav Koma, Aseret Sadibros, Vamitzvah, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, he gave him all Taryag Mitzvahs there. Even though many aren't written until later, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, these are the Taryag Mitzvahs. So he says, what is it? Luchot Zeven, HaTorah VaMitzvah. So Luchot Zeven, he gave him that Seres HaDibros. Mitzvah means he gave him the 613 mitzvahs. So what's Torah? He says, Torah, Yichol Sipurim, all the stories from the beginning of Bereishis, Ki Hu Mora Anoshim Baderech BeInyan HaEmunah. Ramban says as follows. There are two parts of the Torah. There's one part of the Torah, mitzvahs. It says, lo sirtzach, lo sinof, lo signof. Okay, that's one part. And then the stories. So what's the purpose of the stories? So the Ramban says, because the stories in Torah, if you understand them right, give us a guide. See, let's read what he says. Mora anoshim baderech. It gives us a guide, a path in life. Be'inyan amunah, how to go through life in your avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if we look at the stories of this week's parsha of Yitzchak and Avraham Avinu. So what's the purpose of the stories? The purpose of the stories is we're supposed to understand them well and gives us a way of going through life, how to deal life in our amud and betachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to function al pi Torah in our life. Functioning al pi Torah, the Ramban says an incredible thing, is not just Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. The stories in Chumash also give us a message how we function in life al pi Torah. We read it to him in Ahar when he came down from the mountain. So what sefer did they have? They had they didn't have about Korach, they didn't have about the Meraglim, they didn't have about Mechemesol, Sichon Va'og, no. What did they have? They had the stories, basically, from Bereishis until the story of the Mishkan. The Gomar Torah, Gemara Torah, the finishing of the Torah, was Besov Shnatz Rabboim. It says, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Take the Sefer Torah and put it in the Oron. So, why? Because that's when it was finished. And the Machlok is in the Gemara. What Torah was given step by step. Or the text of the Torah. I'm not talking of the content of the Torah. It's the text of the Torah was given step by step. One said it was given just as one final thing. It says, according to that mandama, at the end of the 40th year, Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, Breishis Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim V'Es HaAretz. When it says, Kisvu L'chem Es HaShira Zos, Lam Zos Mero Simba Be. Okay. I'll call upon him. He says, okay, let me, those who weren't here when I checked off everyone's name will come after me afterwards. I'll call upon him, Hayonochon, Sheyichtov, Betchila, Sefer, Bereishis, Vaydaber Elokim, Moshe, Kol Advarim, Eilelemo. So if this was dictated, word by word, why isn't it saying? Vaydaber Elokim, Bereishis, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Bereishis Bore Elokim Es HaShemayim. Why not? Why isn't it that way? Avuhu inyan, avuhoyu inyan likosev stam. Shelo kosev Moshe Rabbeinu Torah kemedaber ba'ad atzmo. Kinvim. It was a nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yirmiyahu, to Yeshayahu, to Yechezkel. But here, it wasn't something HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. He says, what was it? Shemazkir Matzman, though that's when the Nevi'im mentioned themselves. Tomit, V'yidvar Hashem Eilai, Ben Odom, Toshinem V'yemiyo, V'yidvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu Kotzeb told those Koradoros of Rishonu, V'yichos Atzman, told those of Mikrov, Kishlishem Adama. He's writing as the third person. Why? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Torah Chinola, until he's born, even though he wrote the whole thing. Somebody else is telling your story. Okay. Ramban is going to explain. The text of the Torah was written long before, from the word Bereishis down to Lenei Kol Yisrael, and he's going to explain what that means. Kadosh Baruch Hu was dictating to him a text that had been written a long time before. Mitzvah Shem Bli Neder, save this, and we'll be going through it Bli Neder next week.